to an amazing Monday Mindset Live with Luke Mindpower. Thank you so much for your patience.
I'm very
tech savvy. Today's live is going to be all about the power of your mind, and your mindset is so important along your journey of success. And if you're watching right now, I want you to write the word mindset, okay? Because one thing that I've learned so much as we, you know, become more self-aware of the possibilities of change and success and transformation and healing and becoming a better version of yourself is just understanding the power of your thoughts. Because when you change your thoughts, you'll change your life. You change the way you think, the way that you think starts changing. And that's really what creates the new reality in your life, okay? So if you're watching right now, I want you to write the word mindset. 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 Write that right now. Okay. I just want to make sure that I am live. Mindset. Michelle Gavin is in the house. What's up, Michelle? Hope you're doing amazing. Great to see you here with us. Okay, we are working, and just wanted to double check because sometimes this technology, and yeah, I hear a lot of people, you know, I'm not really tech savvy. Guess what? Once upon a time, we didn't know how to use a smartphone. Okay, once upon a time, there was no such thing as a smartphone. There was no such thing as a pretty much a little size of a little brick. That's a pretty much a computer that you can do so many things on, right? And most of the time we use this every single day, you know, and once upon a time we didn't know how to use it. So, you know, you can say I'm not very tech savvy, but once upon a time you didn't know how to use this. Now you do, right? And so this is the truth. This is the proof that you can learn. Okay. So anything that's unfamiliar that you're just not used to is always going to be a little bit overwhelming at the start. But you can learn. Okay. So everybody write that in the chat. Right, I can learn. Write that, I can learn, I can learn. You know, some of these little positive affirmations just throughout your week, every single day, are just like small little opportunities for you to continue to reprogram your mind and rewire yourself for success. So if you're watching right now, just write in the comments, I can learn, I can learn. It's such a simple thing to do, especially when we're trying to achieve something new, trying to do something different that we've never done before. The most and easiest thing that's going to happen is we're just going to talk ourselves out of it, okay? So I truly understand this, because once upon a time, I wasn't as good of a dancer, for example, as I am today. And I used to need alcohol and drugs to be able to feel confident in dancing and also to feel connected to the music. But now, after I've been doing this for the last 5 or 6 years now, I've been able to develop this skill of being able to dance, feel the music, and not need anything to make me feel okay, right? So I've taken on this statement, right? You've heard this before, dance like no one's watching, right? But also it's bigger and deeper than that, because I truly believe it's not just about dancing, it's about feeling the vibe, feeling the energy, feeling the music, okay? So this is just a huge reminder, guys, that your mindset is everything. And if you don't change the way you think, and you think a specific way, remember that everything that you've been through has programmed and conditioned your brain, your subconscious mind, which is where all your information is stored from your past experiences, from the life in the past, from yesterday and beyond. And so now you think a certain way because of all those experiences, and these are the results that you have. So I always say, if you don't like the results of your life, which is who you are today, well, guess what? Change your experiences, change your environment, change your thoughts, and you'll change the reality. And how you see things in your reality is just, again, it's just a reflection of the way you think. Okay, and I knew for sure that 2018, when I was ready for change, I needed to change a few things. Okay, I'm going to give you three things that I needed to change. I want you to write these three things. The first one, okay, what are the three things that change your life completely? The first one was I had to change my environment. Everybody write number one, environment. Change your environment. Okay, the three things. As soon as you change your environment, what else is required? Number two, taking action. Okay, so change your environment, taking action, And then number three is you have to change. And remember, your environment is not just like where you live, where you work, the people that you surround yourself with, your close family and friends, because that's all part of your environment. You know, what you're listening to, what you're watching, like there's a big inside the environment. What is inside the environment? Wow, it's everything around you. Take an action. Why is that important? Because if you don't take action, nothing's going to change. In fact, taking action probably could be number one. Number two would be your environment. But number three would be changing the way you think. Okay? So what you're really doing is you are creating a new way of thinking, which creates a new way of living, which creates a new belief system in your subconscious mind. Because with new thoughts, create new choices. With new choices, creates a whole new life. Because you're taking action, you're doing things that you've never done before, okay? And if you've gotten to this place right now because of the experiences of the past and the decisions of the past and everything that you've been through in the past and that created this life, well, guess what? That's those ways of thinking. And now you're deciding that, well, yeah, okay, so I have to change the way I think. So if I think like this, is it going to change my results or am I going to keep getting the same results? Because remember, for things to change, I have to change. Everybody write that down. For things to change, I have to change. For things to change, I have to change. Super, 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 super crucial. Okay? For things to change, I have to change. All right? Now, guys, I want to just remind you of the three things. Okay? What are the three things? The three things is take action, change your environment, and then change your thoughts. How do we change our thoughts? For example, you could be listening to this, and if I've said something during this live, I want you to write it down, write in the comments, right? Luke, I needed to hear that, right? Because that's all it takes for a breakthrough. That's all it takes for an aha moment for you to change your life, because you listen to something, you consume something, you're inspired by something, and all of a sudden that helps you to level up, that helps you to make a different decision, a different choice, which creates a complete breakthrough, a complete change in your life. That's incredible, isn't it? So what you're listening to, what you're consuming, is also affecting your decision making. And that's why learning and investing in yourself and taking action, what you're doing right now is tuning in, is so crucial. So how do we change our thoughts? Well, we have to change what we're listening to. We have to be in more of a open mindset to be inspired by what it is that we are choosing to be inspired by. So what are we watching? For me, when I first started, I'll name a few names. Lisa Nichols, Les Brown, Jim Rohn. Okay, if you go on YouTube and search those three people, Jim Rohn was Tony Robbins' mentor. Absolutely extraordinary wisdom. You'll find so much of it on YouTube. Second, Lisa Nichols. Okay, I worked with Lisa back in 2019. First, I did a course, Speak and Inspire, and then I paid, I think it was like 12,000 originally, went back to 8,000 because I was at the event, her live conference, and there was a discount. So I think I paid $8,000 to work with her and 20 other people for 3 days in San Diego. It was called Speakers Mastermind. And I worked with her privately because I loved how she taught and I loved how she was speaking, and I wanted to learn how to speak with conviction and how to share my story on the stage. And working with Lisa was one of the most extraordinary investments, and I'm actually in the process right now of trying to collaborate with Lisa and get her on the Luke Mindpower podcast, because I will be in the US, I think in June or July 2026 this year. And I'm like, okay, I need to see if I can collaborate with Lisa Nichols. So I'm just putting it out there because remember, whatever you speak and what you believe, also be careful what you wish for, because what you wish for, it will come true. And I have that mindset of if I want something, if I believe in something, if I'm wishing for something, I'm going to make it happen. Okay? I believe in miracles. And if you don't believe in miracles, you'll never see them. Right? And so I worked with Lisa Nichols. And Les Brown is also someone I'm working on collaborating with. I hope to get him on a podcast as well while I'm in the US. But those three people is just three top people that you could start learning from: Lisa Nichols, Les Brown, Jim Rohn, in terms of success and your personal transformation. And that's exactly what helped me to, of course, there's so many other people, but that's what helped me to condition myself to have a positive mindset, optimist mindset, to believe in myself, to take action, to show up, and to be consistent, most importantly, because if you're not consistent on your goal of what you want to achieve, then it's not going to happen, okay? You're just going to, you know, keep talking a good talk, but I want to see you walk in a good walk, okay? I don't want to hear you, oh yeah, I'm doing this, but then when it comes to taking action, ain't shit changed, ain't nothing happening. And I know that you're better than that, okay? Everybody write in the chat, I'm better than that and I know it. I'm better than that and I know it, okay? Positive affirmations, make that a part of your daily habits. When you see a negative thought, okay, jump in and tell yourself, no, I believe in myself, I can do this, okay? Get in between that negative thought, because that doubt is always going to come up. Don't believe it, okay? Remember, you are not your thoughts. I saw a post somewhere, and I'll finish up on this, guys. I saw a post recently, and it said, you don't have to believe every thought your mind shows you. You don't have to believe every thought that comes into your head. Okay? But the truth is, you don't have to believe anything that your mind tells you. You can be in the conscious present moment in pure consciousness and choose what to do, what to believe, okay? So remember that you are the observer of your thoughts. You are the observer of your thoughts. You are not your thoughts, okay? So be in this conscious state of, if the thought is negative and doubtful, I don't think I can do it, I don't know, blah, blah, blah. The consciousness of you aspiring for your goals, aspiring for your success, achieving your dreams is, I see the negative thought, I don't entertain that, I'm going to take action even if I don't believe in myself. Make sense? Okay. Make that one of your goals this week. Become aware of your thoughts, and remember, you're not your thoughts, you're just the observer of your thoughts, and override those negative thoughts with positive affirmations, okay? And just a quick recap on the three things of transformation for your mindset, okay? The first one is your taking action. Change your environment and change your thoughts. What are you consuming? Who are you surrounding yourself with, okay? I believe in you guys. Thank you for joining me for another Luke Mindpower Monday Mindset Live. I will see you guys next week, same time. Sending you so much love all the way from the UAE in Dubai. I'll see you guys real soon.